This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And live tonight, this is Lock and Load, hour number three. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Your gun stock is going to be your interface between you and your gun. So what you feel, the impulse of the recoil and everything, that's actually going to be transmitted through the stock. Why not have the very best interface with a Boyd's gun stock? Tomorrow, I've got the final part coming. Tomorrow, I finally get to build, with the exception of the optic, because I haven't picked that out yet, but I finally get to finish the gun sight scout rifle. Stay tuned. Boydsgunstocks.com. After SHOT Show, if things go right. Now, if you've ever listened to me for a while, you know that I used to have segment sponsors. This portion of the show brought to you by all 3 hours. And I don't have that right now. I don't have this show is presented by right now. But all of that's about to change. Now, let's talk about Margarita Grashov. Because what happened to her is the stuff of a horror movie. Her husband, Dmitry, was convinced his wife was cheating on him after she asked for a divorce. He couldn't grasp how someone might not want to stay married to him, so there had to be a reason, and that reason had to be another guy. This, of course, happening in Russia. So he did what any sane, rational Russian dude would do. He chopped off her hands. He drove her to a forest outside of Moscow on 11 December after lulling her into a false sense of security. He accepted her wish to end their marriage and jointly raise their two young sons. He bound her so she couldn't run and forced her onto her knees with her arms on a tree stump before chopping off her hands. And was ecstatic after severing her limbs. Before he did that, he battered her fingers with an axe. Margarita recalled, "He was totally calm when he did this to me. Unfortunately, I felt all the pain very much. I was dreaming that I would faint. I kept thinking all the time, why am I not fainting?" That's horrible, isn't it? I mean, that's absolutely horrific. That's the kind of stuff out of one of those hostile movies or Saw or something like that. But it gets worse. It seems like old Dmitry thinks there's still a future with Margarita. And this is absolutely terrifying for her. For what I'm sure would probably be considered to be obvious and understandable reasons. He asked me to forgive him, but says that he will kill me if I don't wait for him when he is in jail. He seriously thinks that now he has punished me, we have a hope of a happy life in the future. I just don't understand how he pictures this in his mind. This is what I'm afraid of most of all. His threats are real. Before, he threatened to pour acid on me or to hurt me in some other ways. He kept his word. I don't have any kind of protection. Fortunately, guys like Dmitry are rare, that type of sadistic individual, but he's not as unique as many of us would like to think. There are plenty of demented jackwagons out there who think like this. They think that after they brutally assaulted their wife or girlfriend, that it's over now and they can move on. They don't take no for an answer, and they are dangerous. Nothing about this says that Dmitri is remorseful about what he did to Margarita. Nothing at all. And here we have a violent individual who may well be a sociopath. He believes he has a right to continue a relationship with someone who wants nothing to do with him. And while the specifics may vary, it is far too common. It's a very common story, even in this country. But in this country, in the United States, women can arm themselves. They can buy a gun, get a permit, most places, and meet the threat with a response that isn't likely to be ignored. And more to the point, they don't have to live in fear. They don't have to live in terror that this gun will show up and simply expect the woman he married and brutalized to stick around and wait for him. What they can do is rest easier knowing that if this particular little nugget does show up and try anything, they have the means to effectively resist and end the threat. This is why the Second Amendment matters. This is why the anti-gun jihadis have done an excellent job convincing many women that guns are something that can only hurt them. The reality is that many more women can and do survive situations that they wouldn't otherwise because of a firearm. One of the reasons that I did Week of the Weaponized Woman, and I'm going to do Weaponized Woman as a regular segment, is I wouldn't have it any other way. All of you out there have family members, or you work with people, or you know of people that have been through this. Maybe not to this degree. I certainly hope not. I, on the other hand, I know of too many instances. When I was a delivery guy, there was a young lady that she worked at a convenience store. She was nice. She was a single mother. She was in the middle of a very messy divorce. She was a single mother, and she was trying to do the very best she could for her and her child. And what was different about her was she was always there in that store. No matter when I came in, most of the time you have a high turnover. She was there trying to make it go, right? So I came in there one day and she wasn't. And they told me that the estranged husband had stuck a shotgun in her face and she had put her hand up to try to ward it away. And he pulled the trigger right when her hand got in the way. And, of course, he took both of those. He took her head. He took her hand. Now, I train to be an instrument of self-defense. And in very few instances, like if I'm doing the Mozambique drill, I'm doing a shot to the head in the Mozambique drill. Although I'm going to be aiming center mass, okay? I look upon this kind of a killing where you do something like that or this kind of an attack as something so personal with so much malice and so much hate behind it. And I try to conjure in my imagination what kind of mindset you would have to get those feelings to where you would do that to another human being, let alone your spouse, your girlfriend, the mother of your children, whatever. And I can't. And that's because I'm not a monster. And for the monsters out there, ladies, you need to have an answer for them. Some of you, most of you, hopefully, I swear to God I say that hopefully, will never know this. Some of you have already known it. And, you know, sometimes I think it's too bad there's not a time machine. But there is an answer for the monsters out there. You don't have to be a victim. Give me time. I'll prove it to you. Swear to God. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, some people have guns that, you know, you buy them straight away and they put a Boyd's gun stock on them. A lot of people, you know, bought the gun before Boyd's gun stocks existed. But that gun's still as good and viable as it has ever been. And adding that gun stock to it, that new gun stock, that new interface, that's all that keeps you from, that's all that's in the way of you rejuvenating that weapon, that old faithful. So go to BoydsGunStock.com today. It's funny for me, the leftist Democrats, those who seem so determined to curtail our Second Amendment rights, they always claim they're really, 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 really serious about fighting gun violence, and by extension, you would think crime, right? They want to take guns away because by making us defenseless, that'll make us safer. You know, if it saves one life and all that jazz. But where's that outrage when it comes to illegal immigrants? Recently, Acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Thomas Homan was blasted by leftists when he argued politicians who ran sanctuary cities should be arrested. It's a good damn thing I'm not in charge of ICE, because I wouldn't be arguing it. I'd be doing it. Who said this? Cecilia Wang, legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union, deputy legal director, said in a statement, "It's outrageous that ICE Acting Director Tom Homan is threatening to prosecute state and local government officials for carrying out lawful sanctuary policies." What is that? That's an oxymoron. There is no such thing as a lawful flout, you know, a lawful ignorance or ignoring of federal law. Multiple courts have ruled that the Constitution or federal law prohibits the Trump administration's effort to intimidate states and localities into participating in draconian immigration enforcement tactics. Multiple leftist courts have ruled that. Remember how they applauded when a court ruled that Texas had no jurisdiction to enforce federal immigration law? How did they not have the authority to enforce federal law, but cities have the authority to ignore it? How does that work? Is it, aren't we sort of saying that we're sort of making it up as we go? More importantly, is that the position on immigration betrays their hypocrisy on public safety issues. Back in April of last year, The Hill ran a post that has some bearing on what is to come. The U.S. Department of Justice and the U.S. Sentencing Commission reported that as of 2014, illegal immigrants were convicted and sentenced for over 13% of all crime committed in the United States, according to the FBI. 67,642 murders were committed in the U.S. from 2005 through 2008, and 115,717 from 2003 through 2009. The General Accounting Office documents that criminal immigrants committed 25,000 of these murders. So what that tells you right there is a little less than a quarter of murder would go down if we got rid of illegal immigrants. If we got rid of the people doing it, right, wouldn't that take it down? So, to extrapolate out these stats, that means that a population of just over 3% residing in the U.S. unlawfully committed 22% to 37% of all murders in the nation. Forget black-on-black crime. This percentage is massive. This is from people who shouldn't even be here. Illegal immigrants clearly commit a level of violent and drug-related crime disproportionate to their population. So do you get what's going on here? While they are fighting so voraciously to defend illegal immigration, open borders, no wall, dreamer, dreamer, DACA, DACA, they're creating an environment where there is more crime taking place, and they're protecting this group that is disproportionately made up of violent criminals and who have no business in this country in the first place. Meanwhile, they'll just keep on and on about how we need common sense gun control in this country to make us safer. If we could knock out 25% of the murders in the United States with just one policy, one real policy that would make a difference, wouldn't that make sense to do that? Wouldn't that be the thing that is the light bulb moment? You know, if wouldn't this be sudden impact on violent crime? Why isn't that on the table? Why is this a forbidden topic of conversation? And that's because the left doesn't care about public safety. They target guns because it makes them look like they're taking violent crime in the inner city seriously, even though there's no guns allowed there. And it still happens. If they were seriously worried about crime, why not look at the root of violence? Why not try to find out why people turn to violent crime and deal with that? Well, the easy answer is because it's really hard to grandstand when you're trying to find the cause of something that is that complex. And at the same time they're claiming to want to make communities safer, they're also advocating for open borders and less enforcement of immigration law. They see the same information we do, yet they choose to dismiss it. They call anyone who points out these facts a racist, which is, you know, the new name du jour. So the problem is, no one is saying that it's Hispanic people that are the problem. They're saying it's illegal immigrants that are the problem. There may be a little overlap between those two groups. It's racist to assume one automatically equals the other, because not all Hispanics in the United States are illegal, after all. But illegal immigration is an issue. It's a bigger issue than guns, to be honest with you. So before they want to come after my guns, they need to deal with the devils they're actively protecting first. Otherwise, it's just going to get them labeled as huge hypocrites again for the first step. So, you know, we're going to continue with this when we get back, coming up on the next break, but we're going to look at this. We're going to look at all crime coming from the Center for Immigration Studies. We're going to look at all crime being done by illegals in the United States based upon this set of data coming from the Center for Immigration Studies, because this is a smoking gun. This may not make the news, but it's a smoking gun. It is a dead giveaway. This is the tell. More on the tell when we get back. This is also Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
recommend one how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at Boyd's Gun Stocks, would you? I mean, this is, if you want to see something that it is both function and art, BoydsGunStocks.com. According to data compiled by the Center for Immigration Studies, one of the most horrific categories of crime, kidnapping, is vastly disproportionately committed by immigrants, legal and illegal. Daniel Greenfield of Front Page Magazine reports, according to the Center for Immigration Studies, 42.4% of federal kidnapping convictions are of non-citizens. Non-citizens also account for 31.5% of federal drug convictions, even though they're only 8.4% of the population. Obviously, there aren't enough Americans to commit these crimes. Trump was excoriated by these self-righteous progressives for pointing out this disproportion when he said of criminal alien gangs, they kidnap, they extort, they rape, and they rob. You can take much of that kidnapping spree and relate that to the activities of MS-13, a absolutely ultra-violent gang from El Salvador whose members were prevented from being deported by the TPS, the Temporary Protected Status Program that Trump just ended, to further cause of alarm and racism from the progressives. They want us to look elsewhere. New York Times. Coming from them, with his protected status, Carlos Giron, another Salvadoran, started a small contracting business and won bids for big jobs, including to paint federal buildings in the Washington area. "We've built a life here, Mr. Giron, 41, said Mr. Giron, 41, who lives with his wife and two American-born children in a four-bedroom house they bought in Springfield, Virginia. He will have to decide whether to take his children to El Salvador, where he says they would not maximize their potential and would face safety threats, or leave them with guardians in the United States, or remain in the country at the risk of arrest and deportation as one of the millions of undocumented immigrants." No mention in the New York Times story just quoted of this. Over in New York, five MS-13 members and associates were caught trying to kidnap and randomly murder a 16-year-old. Prestige in the El Salvador gang comes from murder. Bodies of MS-13 initiation murders keep popping up in public parks near prominent locales. In Texas, two MS-13 gang members kidnapped three teenage girls, raped them, and killed a 15-year-old girl in a satanic ritual. Maybe it's a good thing that there are some crimes that Americans won't commit, and we should keep it that way. Ending temporary protected status for El Salvador keeps Americans safer. Video of the murder was sent to MS-13 leaders to win a higher status for the killers. Last year, the media had portrayed her as a victim. And this is just some collateral damage on the way to importing a voting majority for the Democrats. And it also sort of adds another minority victim with which to characterize America as violent and unjust. Sort of a twofer, if you will. If MS-13 were kidnapping people off the streets of the Upper West Side, the New York Times might care more about the issue. They're kidnapping, killing people, though, just for the numbers, just for the bodies. And their children. Send them back. And what does that say of El Salvador if MS-13 ran away from it? How would you describe that, I think? Would it be something whole? I don't know. The other day, I put the Twitter app back on my phone. I was going to start using Twitter again. I'm about to delete it one more time. Because of this, coming from Project Veritas, James O'Keefe, he reveals that Twitter, according to its own employees, is paying hundreds of people to examine private messages sent by Twitter users to one another. You need to go find that video if you use Twitter. And if you're using Twitter like, say, when Anthony Weiner was out there on Twitter as Carlos Danger, they were probably looking at a lot of his stuff. So if you're sending anything, now if you're out there just tweeting the news or something, okay, no problem, just stay on Twitter, that's fine. But if there's anything out there that you're sending over Twitter to cause embarrassment to the sender, the direct message, the DMs, if you're sliding into the DMs, as I say, you might want to go look at that video. The blackmail potential from Twitter is stunning. But it's a really creepy effort. And if you don't want, you know, let me just give you the highlights. I'll just give you the highlights summarized by Project Veritas. Well, I'm not going to give you the details of the different interviews. Let me just give you the highlights. So, let's mute that before that happens. Some of the highlights. Clay Haynes, there's teams dedicated, at least 300 or 400 people. They're looking at blank pics, talking about the sexual reproductive system. Prenay Singh, Twitter engineer, says all your sex messages, blank pics like all the girls you've been messing around with, they're on my server now. Everything you send is on my server. You can't delete it. It's already on my server. They claim that Twitter stores your private data to sell to advertisers. They'll make a virtual profile about you. They claim that you're paying for the right to use our website with your data, basically. They claim that you leak way more information than you think. Like if you go to Twitter for the first time, we have information about you. When asked how would you protect people if this power fell into the wrong hands, the answer was, you don't. There's no way, according to former Twitter engineer Conrada Miranda. At Twitter, all the employees view all your private messages on their servers and analyze it to create a virtual profile of you, which they sell to advertisers. This footage features four current Twitter software engineers, Conrado Miranda, Clay Haynes, Pranay Singh, and Mihai Alexandru Floria. They have set something up, and then they have also set it up to where it is now. It's not just a messaging thing now. It is a surveillance platform. I have long said that all of these online platforms like, you know, Google with Google Earth, and now you've got Eric Schmidt sitting on a DOD committee. One day Google Earth will be the, if things don't change, Google Earth or Google will become the intelligence gathering arm. They'll become affiliated somehow with the NSA. As will this. Because NSA is gathering all this metadata. They're gathering all of this. They're gathering all of everything else that Google's got. But they can't break it down. They can't look at all the data. These guys can look at slices of the data. Somebody from the government, somebody from the intelligence gathering community is going to figure out, we could just pay these guys on the side and get the funding and start paying Twitter. And then you won't hear about these Twitter things anymore. You won't hear about Google anymore. They'll just recede into the background so that you're not worried about them. Just keep on going, though. We need the info. We need the data. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, before we go any further, this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Take your gun to the next level. It doesn't really matter which kind of gun it is. They have furniture for your AR-15. They have stocks for your pump shotgun. They have stocks for your breakdown shotgun. They have stocks for your double-barreled shotgun. They have stocks for your semi-auto shotgun, your bolt gun, your semi-automatic rifle, your magazine-fed rifle. They have over 200 models of weapons with gun stocks. And if you're looking to turn up the volume on the way it feels and the way it functions, you need to go there today and order you your Boyd's gun stock. When I show you the at-one stock on this gun sight scout rifle, this is the stock that should be on this type of gun. But you'll see that soon. You will see that soon. Now then. Well, Japan, they broadcast a missile alert too. The alert went out on Twitter, which it's in Japanese kanji, which I cannot read. So I'm going to. Here we have one in English. Just received an alert from NHK. NK appears to have fired a missile evacuate inside a building. 5 minutes later, it said it was a false alarm. The problem with this is that these false alarms are going to cause a lot of, they're going to cause a lack of
confidence in their early warning system, and that's going to be a problem. That's going to be a problem. Now, if you are a conservative, it's easy for you to believe that tech giants have it in for conservatives. But what if that isn't true? What if the Googlers and the Facebookers and the Twitterers, Twittites, are just idiots and don't know any better? I was down in the South Bay area watching, looking at things not that long ago. And I ran into somebody from California that was a Applite. And when you get around these guys, if you're around some of these, you will find out that they, all these tech guys and the tech HR and the diversity enforcers, they're all just ordinary mortals reflexively doing what they think they're supposed to do. Because unless you are an instinctive contrarian, you would have picked up the default educated class culture as part of your bums on seats progress through high school and college like a fish in water. And if you want to ask me, like the silly Google girl, Susan Wojcicki, she's involved with the firing of James Moore. It sounds like the kind of woman who's never had a thought in her head. So I think the tech higher-ups just think they're doing the Lord's work by doing their bit for diversity and inclusion. The real relationship between politics and government is the gangster relation. Nice little business you got there. Pity if something should happen to it. Conservatives don't have any gangster bones in their bodies. They really don't want to get in the faces of good, honest businessmen. But the problem is, then all the businessmen in America will end up paying protection money only to the Democratic Party. Because the left do not care about power and do want to tell businesses, or excuse me, the left does care about power and they want to tell businesses who's the boss. So, unless our leaders show a bit of an elbow, these poor, innocent businessmen will continue to truckle to the leftist activist agenda as the path of least resistance. Then one day they're going to wake up and find out, like the National Football League, find out that their customers are leaving in droves. Should we stop this for them? Should we allow this to happen? Lately, it seems like Twitter and Google and Facebook are all really starting to bite into conservative muscle with curation algorithms designed to shut people up. And if you know, this could have some impact on the 2018 midterms and the Trump reelection bonanza in 2020, unless someone up the Trump Tower decides to do something about it. The tech war on conservatives and conservative ideas is one thing and one thing only. It's injustice, and it is straight up. And, I mean, someone needs to teach these persecuting it that censoring conservatives is not going to fly. It doesn't matter that conservatives and alt-right orcs are monsters. Actually, it's too bad. We have a First Amendment and a freedom of the press, and the whole point of freedom of speech is to allow the speech you absolutely hate. So, what do we do? Do we send a policy wonk from AEI down to Silicon Valley to explain the deep philosophical reason for conservatism and the folly of allowing only one point of view on the internet? Do we send Steve Bannon down there to larn him on economic nationalism? Do we prompt President Trump to go on late night TV and do a profanity-laced act like the edgy and award-winning marvelous Mrs. Maisel? Well, I kind of sort any of, I really, really sort of doubt that any of that would work. And I realize that, you know, if you ever want to get an idea of things, you need to go look at an exhibition of political posters. Some of these guys think they're art, so you can find them some of the art museums. Do you know that every one of them was left-wing, from angry workers to angry blacks to angry Occupy Wall Streeters to the oh-so-tasteful climate change that you're going to find? There's not a single poster advertising a Tea Party meeting. None of those will be found in an art museum. Not even a We All Knew poster from street artist Sabo. Imagine. And, you know, some of these places are sort of highfalutin, sort of highbrow, if you will. And most artists, if you're looking at political art, you're probably not going to know about Sabo. And if you did know about Sabo, you're not going to let him into an art museum. But the reason we have Trump becomes more and more obvious every single day. We need somebody with the cojones to take out the leftist hegemony and shake it to their foundations. We need a president who will send someone from the antitrust division of the DOJ over with plenty of potentiary power to negotiate a deal that will avoid the horror of splitting up Google and Apple and Twitter. See, we don't have to just take this. We can go in there and say, you know, you guys have gotten too big. Time for this to be, you know, pulled apart. If I were a tech billionaire, I would know that the one thing I would want to avoid would be the, you know, the whole shame of having to face your buddies after Trump had cut up your lovely trillion-dollar baby into pieces. So my feeling is that all of these political tech guys, or all these tech guys, are political naifs when it comes to it, really. They have no idea that the identity liberalism they just picked up as kids because they were good little boys is a monstrous and unjust evil. Because your teacher never told you, right? But it is time for someone to tell them. And it needs to be someone with real credibility straight from Mr. Big. Otherwise, wherever they are, all those precinct captains out there in the good old San Fran and Silicon Valley, they'll just say, I don't talk to nobody what nobody sent. And they'll think they're done with it. But at some point, we are going to have to address this issue. Tech. You know, they're out there saying, well, AI is the big threat. No, you guys are the... You know, I'm surrounded by the threat. I've got Apple all around me. So, I get it. Anyway, back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. Sorry about last night. I'm trying not to, I'll try not to have that happen again, but gosh, I was tired. I'm sorry. In any event, this has been Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.